The Mishnah in Perkei Avos, Perkei Mishnah Aleph, teaches us Basar Ma Morais Nivra Olam. The world was created with 10 declarations from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umatam Elomer, ask the Mishnah itself, what was the purpose of the world being created in such a fashion? Couldn't have the world been created just with one declaration? Says the Mishnah Eli Parim Rishoyim, is to give more punishment to Rishoyim that have this glorious, beautiful world that was created with Asara Mamaris, and they don't treat this world properly, they don't follow the directives of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ulitain Tzcha Toiv L'Tzadikim, and to give a wonderful reward to the Tzadikim, Shemekayim Nes Olam, Shenivar Basar Mamaris, that they sustain the world that was created with Asar Mamaris. So ask the Gemara Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, that if we look in the Psukim in Parashas Bereishis, we will only find that the Pasuk says, Ve'yoyme Elokim, 9 times. Yet the Mishnah we just learned says, Basar Mamaris, 10 times. Answers the Gemara, Bereishis Nami Maimahu. When the Torah begins the words of the Torah, Bereishis Bara Elokim as Hashemayim as Haaretz, Bereishis is considered a mimer. K'siv B'dva Hashem Hashemayim Nasu. So the Mashah asks, so now we've achieved the number 10. But ask the Mashah, why is the first mimer, the first declaration of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, articulated differently than all the other declarations? So the Mashah answers that what was unique at the creation of the world, there was Yesh Me'ayin. We don't even fathom what that means. But there was nothing. For Oros Haysa Soyu V'Voyu, there was nothing in the world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world Yesh Me'ayin. But that was only by the first mimer. That's when it was created Yesh Me'ayin. All the other declarations, there was already something in existence. Not only was there something in existence, but the Mashal says, when the Pasuk says, Es HaShemayim Ve'es Haaretz, the rabbis told Eseihem that everything ultimately emanated from the first declaration. So to show the difference between the first declaration and everything else, and to make sure that as we approach the Brias HaOlam, we recognize that the first mimer is so special because it represents how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world Yesh Me'ayin, it's expressed differently. It's not expressed with the words Vayomer, it's expressed with the words Bereishis Bara Elokim. Barashi says on this pasuk of Bereishis Bara Elokim, Bishvil HaTorah V'Yisrael Shenikra Reishis, that the world was created because of, for the Torah, the world was created for Klal Yisrael. So the Sefer Divrei Yisrael explains. He says, the Gemara Masechta Erev in Daf Mem Aleph teaches us, Basar Reisha Grira. Everything emanates, and everything is everything, the tone is always set by the beginning. Just like he explains, when you build a home, when you build a building, the foundation is what is critical for the success of that building project. So too, the way we start a project sets the tone for the entire duration of the project. That's why he says, we say every morning in davening, Al tikri bonayich el boinayich. We should look at life like we're building something. And if we make sure that we have a strong, solid foundation, that's why that from that we will be able to build further. And that's why the Pasuk we find says regarding a Bechor, Kaddishli ka Bechor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a very big issue out of a firstborn. Why is it so important to focus on the firstborn? By a human being, by an animal, Because the firstborn represents the foundation. And it's so critical that the foundation be strong. And that's what the pasuk says that Bilam said. Kimeroish tsur mareno. Why do I see that Klal Yisrael, says Bilam, are so successful? Says Rashi, ani mistakel bereishis v'scholos resheim. I look at their foundation. V'ani royoisam yusodim v'chazokim. And I see how strong of a foundation they have. And if they see that, and if I see that they have a strong foundation, then I know that they are not touchable. And Rashi goes on to say, the pasuk says about Klal Yisrael, hey, am kalovi yokum. We get up like a lion, says Rashi. Kshem oim de mishnosim, when somebody gets up in the morning, hey, miskabrim kalovi kari, they right away get up with much energy, lachtavis mitzvahs, begin the day doing mitzvahs. And that's what Rashi is trying to teach us. When we speak, as we've just mentioned before, the special mimer, the special decoration of Bereishis, tells us Rashi, B'shul HaTayr of Yisrael Shanikur Bereishis. A person should receive, as we just quoted, the Gemara and the Mashal's explanation, how the creation of something is unique. It's different than anything that comes afterwards. So Rashi teaches us, if somebody wants to live a life on the right path, he has to look how he begins his day. B'shvil Yisrael, b'shvil HaTorah Shenikrashis. Let's see how you start your day. Do you start your day with Torah? Do you start your day thinking about Klal Yisrael? Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with a special mimer, this first declaration, different. B'dvar Hashem Shemayim Nasu, B'reishis Bar Elokim, so too is every day of our life supposed to look at that way. And he goes on to explain, that's why the Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Ches Omer Aleph, teaches us, Adam Nivra B'Erev Shabbos. A person was created on Erev Shabbos, says the Gemara Kadesh Yikonis L'mitzvah Miyad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us immediately Friday afternoon. So right after we were created, we were right away preoccupied with a mitzvah, Shabbos Kodesh. So many mitzvahs are involved in keeping Shabbos and, of course, not violating Shabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show us at our very creation, just like he showed us at the creation of the world, that what the way you begin, the way you start your day, the way you start your week, the way you start a project, the way you start your Shabbos, the way you start everything, is so critical for the success, for the continued success. So as we begin the year with Parshas Bereishis, we learn the lesson of Bereishis Bara Elokim. It's a separate mimer. It's a Yesh Mayayin. Sometimes it looks like it's very difficult, but if we begin on the proper path, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the Siyata D'Shmaya to be able to continue.